Hello. Today we'll talk about an Office add-in, to be precise, an Outlook add-in, which allows us to import files from Dropbox to our email messages and calendar invites. The tools we're going to use is we're going to use the Node Package Manager to install some packages, so you need to have Node.js installed. And we're going to use basically you can use any text editor you like, but I'm going to use Visual Studio Code here. And we're going to use an Office generator, which is the Yeoman generator being built by the Office development team here. Which is here's the URL for it. And I'm going to use also a plugin called Dropbox.js, which is will allow me to communicate with the Dropbox. First thing we need to do is we need to create a Dropbox app, which is if you go to developer.dropbox.com, which will just redirect you to this, you click on My Apps, you'll find this application, which is called Outlook Import. This app is the one we're going to use today. What you need to do is you need to get hold of the app key because it will be useful. You need to pass this to the Dropbox GS library, and also you need to set properly your redirect URLs. Here I have this URL for the development, and I have this URL for the production. Okay, so first of all, let's go and see. How to create an Office add-in, like a Hello World example using the Office generator. In the Office generator page, you'll find all the dependencies, what you need to do. So you need to install all of these. So Power, Gulp, and U generator, and Office generator as well. And then you need to run it using Yo Office. Okay, so I'm going to basically create a new directory. I'll call it Dropbox test 01. I'm going to navigate to this one. And then I'm going to run U Office. It will ask you what is the name. I will name it Dropbox app. I will place it in the same directory. Here, what I want to do is I want to be able to attach files to my new messages or new meeting invites. So it's going to be a mail add-in, and I'm going to use Angular. So and it will not I need to uncheck the read forms, because when I'm composing new message or I'm composing or creating a new appointment in my calendar, I need to attach files to it. So that's why I'm unchecking the email message here. And here I already have these files being created for me. And now in Node is actually running npm install and power npm install. I'm going to open Visual Studio Code here. I'm going to have a new window to open this new one. Yeah, here it is. And that's what I have. So this thing has been generated for me. I have a home folder with a home view and controller. I have a service, which is just a dummy data service. And I have my module being generated. And this is my index.html. I have the reference to my JavaScript files. And that's it. And most importantly, this is my manifest file. So basically, the Office add-in consists of two parts. One part is the simple web application, which is this one. And the other part is the manifest file, who tells the your exchange online or online exchange server that this is the available Outlook add-ins. So if we go to installed add-ins, this is basically when you upload the manifest file via file or a URL or Office Store. In our case, we're going to generate this manifest file and upload it via file here. And as we can see here, it's hard-coded. The URL is hard-coded, maybe because I'm running an old 1.4 version of the Office generator. So let's see how our application is structured. So in my case, I just changed it a little bit. I added the Dropbox.js, which is the client I'm using, to connect to the Dropbox app. And I have a Dropbox directive. This should be split into two files. Basically, it's a directive and a service. So one service which is actually getting the files using the read directory function, and the other thing is getting a file URL or downloading it. So either I'm getting the download URL, which is a media URL, which is only valid for I believe 2 hours, and else I'm having a share URL, which is permanent URL. You don't want to send an email or an appointment with the media URL because media URL will expire soon. But if I'm going to attach it in my message as attachment, media URL is pretty, useful and fine. So I'm listening to the directory, which is a parameter in my directive here. So I'm starting with the root directory, and I'm rendering using this template, which is the Explorer template. So one thing to mention, I mentioned is the hard-coded URL in the manifest file. In my case here, I added a token which is a site URL, and in the gulp file, I just created two tasks, one called build dev and build production, in order to replace this in manifest file. So what I will do, basically, I will run. This is the other one, so I have to go back and okay, just gulp build dev. When I'm running this, a new file here will be generated to override with the localhost. If I went gulp build production, here it has a URL of the production, same file. So let's use the development now. So I have a localhost. Let's go to our add-ins here and add a development manifest file, which will point to a localhost URL. Okay. One thing to mention is one of the directive parameters is the receiver URL. So as long as we're using the local host, we're gonna keep it this way. I'm going to run the server. So running the server is actually executing another gulp function, which is or a task, sorry, which is server static one. Yeah, this one, which is basically will run an HTTPS on this port on localhost, and it will fall back to index HTML. So I'm gonna go gulp serve static, and I have my URL here. I'm gonna run it, open URL, and here's the app compose, and here is the index HTML. So here I have my link, my button. So when I click on the button, I have my Dropbox files. So this is executed as just a web application, not in the context of the Outlook. So let's see how this will look in the context of the Outlook itself. So basically, I'm going to click new, and I have the button here for the add-ins. Click on them, and let's refresh. Hold that. Did I upload it? Yes, been uploaded. So we have new add-ins, and here I have the files. And as I am clicking on any file, double click, it will be attached here. If the file is too big for my message attachment size, I can easily click add as a link, and instead of having the media URL, which is basically this small tweak here. So instead of retrieving the media URL, which is this one here, it will retrieve the share URL, which is a permanent share URL. So if you open this message after 2, 3 days, the URL will still be valid. So, and it's added to the body like that. You can add another one, and you keep add and add and add. Keep going. Okay, this is for the calendar invite. Let's see how it looks in the mail. So I'm going to the mail and composing a new email as well, clicking on add-ins and attach from here as well, and either double click or simply if I'm clicking on the folder. So clicking in the folder will have a new value for the directory, which is the directive URL parameter, sorry, I'm adding here. So I'm watching for the directory. If the directory has been changed, which is based on my click, it will reload the resource, which is retrieving a new set of files. We're clicking up as well, I'm going one step up. So basically, this is the add-in in a nutshell, and it has been published to the Office Store, and that's pretty much it. Thank you for watching the video.